card, and you have a lot of debt, plus your credit score is really low. I don't think we can date anymore. And I think that's why we had only one date, I'm pretty sure. Hey, at 7 o'clock on the Noggin at WRJN. Coming up, Jim and Carol in just a moment. We're talking about Kiddyland here at WRJN Radio. But first,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We are ready for a president, Kamala Harris.
Former President Barack Obama and the former First Lady fired up Democrats at their national convention in Chicago last night.
This is a person who has spent her life fighting on behalf of people who need a voice and a champion.
Michelle Obama took on former President Donald Trump and a comment he made at the June debate.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Mr. Trump spoke at a campaign stop in Michigan.
If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before.
He and his running mate J.D. Vance continue their battleground state blitz in North Carolina today. Harris running mate Tim Walz is expected to accept the Democratic nomination at the convention tonight after an introduction by former President Bill Clinton. Arizona's Supreme Court has ruled voters will be able to have a say on abortion in November. CBS's Shauna Mizell.
This ballot measure will enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. So this would amend the Arizona state constitution. This specifically focuses on protecting the right to an abortion and prohibiting any state law from passing that would infringe on that right.
A similar initiative will be on the ballot in Montana. Reporter Linda Gradstein has developing news from the Middle East.
Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets at northern Israel today, injuring one man and damaging several homes. The attacks came hours after Israel carried out a series of airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting what it said were Hezbollah weapons depots. As international mediators try to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza, the border between Israel and Lebanon has been heating up with Israeli airstrikes deep in Lebanon and Hezbollah firing dozens of rockets each day.
From southern Italy, Coast Guard dinghies head out to assist in the search for possible survivors on the luxury yacht that sank during an intense storm off the coast of Sicily Monday. Six people are missing, including a British tech entrepreneur and his 18-year-old daughter. A college library dean in Florida has been placed on administrative leave after she sent hundreds of books, many on gender, diversity, and cultural studies, to the dump. David Blandino is among new college students taken aback by the disposal.
Throwing away books, and there's nothing wrong with them. It seems like we're just wasting a little bit. Trying to be as resourceful and mindful as possible.
The college president claims widespread coverage of the incident catered to the narrative of critics. S&P futures are up 6, Dow futures ahead 53. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 years after riots rocked Kenosha, J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, held a rally in Civic Center Park. His speech emphasized crime and safety issues. Vance claimed Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged violent protests 4 years ago and pointed to her support of a bail fund for protesters. During the event, the Trump-Vance ticket was endorsed by the Kenosha Police Union. Vance made a stop at Tenuta's in Kenosha on his way out of town. Vice President Kamala Harris energized supporters at a packed Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a three-way tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Well, hi. You sound like you're in a pretty good mood, and that's what sets us apart, basically. Obviously, your parents didn't just visit for a week. Actually, I just brought them back to the airport today. Yeah, they leave tomorrow. Couldn't take them anymore. Then my mom wanted to know why I never get home for the holidays. I said, well, I can't get Delta to wait in the yard while I run in. I just became a mom myself for the first time. I thank you. Yeah, I actually adopted a baby. I wanted a highway, but it was a lot of red tape.
Kitty Lamb, the carousel from Kitty Lamb. And I went back to where Kitty Land was not too long ago. After you guys did the show with the Golden Rondale, I went back there and we found the plaque that says, this is where Kitty Land was. Carol Gianforte is here. Jim Mercier is here. And we're talking about Kitty Land today, which is by the Horlick Dam. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Correct.
Jim, I need you to get right next to that microphone here. Let me tell you. Yeah, I want to hear every word you guys have to say. And we went through the whole presentation at the Golden Rondale. So this is the radio version of the presentation. And Kitty Land was the amusement park in Racine. Let me get my notes here. What were the years for that, by the way?
Well, actually, it was from 1949 to 1970. But, yeah, we were really glad to bring Kitty Land back to the Rondale. We also talked about the park pool back then, the Racine Parade, the outdoor theaters. And, of course, we did the outdoor theater here and the park pool the last 2 months, I think, on your show, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got a lot of comments about that. People say, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it open today? Yes, if you want to walk on some grass and a sunken tennis court. Yeah, there's no problem.
Don't try to play tennis.
Yeah, it's about a sunken tennis court.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about Kitty Land now.
Well, you know, there were quite a few amusement parks back then. We had our choice of going to Riverview, of course, in Chicago, Muskego Beach, later known as Dandelion Park. But, Don, you probably remember what, to some amusement parks in your neck of the woods, Coney Island and Palace States, maybe?
My father was born on Surf Avenue in Coney Island.
Okay.
And
all right.
Went there quite a few times, Coney Island. I was too, my mother wouldn't let me go on the ride. They're too dangerous for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Palisades Park, of course, the hit song by Freddie Cannon.
That's right.
Palisades
Freddie.
Park.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom Cannon.
Yeah.
That's right.
Coney Island's still there.
Yeah.
And Palisades Park, no more.
Uh-huh.
But Coney Island is still an amusement park.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But we had Riverview in Chicago. As a matter of fact, there was a man named Two-Ton Baker. I don't know if anybody remembers him. He had a kid's show on at noon.
Sounds like a wrestler.
He was large. He always advertised Riverview. And I still remember to this day, located at Western and Belmont. And Muskego Beach was closer to Racine than Riverview. And as a matter of fact, we took our eighth grade class trip there, I remember, as a kid. But Riverview was located on 74 acres. But Kiddyland was only on one small acre and had a lot of child-sized rides. And it turns out it was larger than life.
Well, we found out, Jim, when we were planning any program on Kiddyland starting a few years ago, we thought this would be a good opener, just like we did now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had the large amusement parks. Maybe you got there once every few years, a big car trip. Oh, we'll say that. But we didn't really have to go there because we had Kiddyland. So we were so thrilled when we did get, and we'll say more later, when we got black and white photos of Kiddyland, the concession stand, some of the rides. When we first looked at them, do you remember, Jim? We were shocked.
Oh, yes.
We were shocked.
Yes.
Because the difference, and with the black and white photos, it didn't do justice. Now, your son eventually colorized them for us, and that made a big difference. But these original black and whites of Kiddyland, we thought, well, these aren't fancy. Look at that concession stand. That looks like a phone booth. I mean, my goodness. Well, this is too much of a difference between Riverview and Kiddyland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got over that because we began to find out they were darling, they were charming, they were for children, they were ours. And then the big thing came, Jim, with all your postings on Facebook, with the nostalgic sites for Racine, the retro Racine and others.
Mm-hmm.
When you put on, do you have memories of Kiddyland? One of the most astounding things that happened in our preparation was within a few hours, you had to count them all on all those sites. There were 1,800 likes and comments about Kiddyland in a short time.
Oh, yes.
So that's how we coined the phrase for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kiddyland was tiny, but it became larger than life.
Than life, that's right.
It is still with us.
That's right. And Kiddyland was open actually all summer long from Memorial Day through October. And like I mentioned before, 1949 to 1970. 7 days a week. And where was it? Well, like Don said, it was near the dam. The dam, of course, if you know where that is, that's I think that bridge is being reconstructed now. There were two sides of the river, of course. The west side is where Ye Olde Mill Tavern used to be. And now I think there's a travel lodge there. It used to be Holiday Inn. But on the east side,
used to be like six different names.
Yeah, right. They change every month, right? Yeah. On the east side, that's where Kiddyland was at one time. In the vicinity of the River Run restaurant, Horlick Park is located there now. It's little known, and it's really hard to find, too.
What we found to help us, if anyone happens to have a drone handy, well, we found out that your son, Mark...
A drone.
He decided to show us Kiddyland via drone as we prepared. And it was really interesting to see the river in the middle and the land on the west, the land on the east, and a clear picture. Because today we do want to know where that hallowed ground really was.
Well, you know, and I went back there with my wife because I didn't live here at the time. And she never went there either.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back there and we're looking all over. It's all grass now. It's just park.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys said there was a sign there commemorating where Kiddyland was.
It's hard to find.
Well, we think we saw, but there was a family having a picnic by the sign. So we got out of our car and we were staring at them, and they looked back. The whole group started looking at us. And my wife said, let's get out of here and come back tomorrow when they're gone. Yeah. And we did, and we found the sign.
Uh-huh.
It's right there by the boat landing.
By the boat landing.
And correct. I was just asking Jim today, when that sign went up and who put it up, and we are kind of vague on that.
Well, I was very nice. I took my own money. And I had the sign made, and I put it up for the citizens of Racine, and I wanted it. I didn't.
Courtesy of Don Rosen. Yeah, who put it up there?
I think it's the Racine Heritage Museum myself. But
and
no, sure.
we have to start a movement to say where the Washington Park pool was. We got to have a plaque committee, don't we?
But well, you got the building there. You just need a plaque on the building.
Yeah. We do. Don, can you do that?
Yes, I will take my philanthropic foundation that I have and add that
to
the list.
Do that to another plaque.
Yeah, I found something fascinating when you were at your, before we take the break here, fascinating at the Golden Rondale. It was a family operation, Kiddyland, you said, right? Mm-hmm. The whole family?
Yes.
Including a 10-year-old girl who ran the Ferris wheel. She was at your Golden Rondale.
She was a big part of it.
Yep. Yeah. She was our panelist.
And we're going to talk about her next.
Could you imagine a 10-year-old girl running the Ferris wheel today?
OSHA never existed at that moment.
OSHA, forget that. With every agency around for safety, a 10-year-old girl was working. I think when I was 10 years old, I could barely, function. I didn't even mow the grass. My father wouldn't let me run a lawnmower at 10. But 10 years old.
Well, I guess now we have to go back to those pictures, though. Now, how high do you think that Ferris wheel went?
Doesn't matter. There was somebody up there. Lives were at risk. And it didn't seem to bother anybody. Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier is here. We're talking about Kiddyland this morning here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. More to come. Keep it here.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Our two historians of fun, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier, are here. And this month, we're talking about Kiddyland, which is where the Horlick Dam is, or it's currently being dismantled, I heard. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of the Horlick Dam. And it's right in that little park. Now, you say it's called Horlick Park, right? Right, back to where Rogan's shoes used to be.
Yes, right in that vicinity. Yes.
And you can find the plaque. It's there by the boat landing. And then you can sit there and cry and remember all the good days. And, you know. And
it's too bad you weren't here, Don. It's
I didn't grow up here, and I still feel terrible when I hear these shows of what things used to be, because I see pictures of them.
Well.
And I still feel bad, even though I wasn't growing up here. So let's continue on.
Okay. Well, as we started saying, we have to learn more about Kittyland. We're anxious to do so when we began this project a few years ago. Who did we gain a friendship with and meet? The most delightful, wonderful person, Helen Horlick Pugh. Now, Helen graduated from Horlick High School, like I did, just a year or two older, so we'll say about the same age. And Helen immediately joined Jim and me, and maybe wasn't as on board at first, but we said, no, people will want to know how this began. How did it? So here's the story that Helen told us. Her father, Dick Horlick, inherited land on both sides of the river, the areas we've been talking about. He was a horseman. But in the 40s, he left, still owning the land, but he left and went to California. He went to Hollywood, and he had horse riding stables in Hollywood. But when he was there, he met his future wife, Josephine Bezoyer. She was from Minnesota, and she was a Marine. Well, they married. And being a Midwesterner, Josephine felt fine about returning to Racine, Wisconsin. When they came back, they lived in the pavilion on the river that had been the famous dance hall, not standing any longer either. Well, the horsemanship continued. But when Helen was small, too small to remember, her parents took her to a place that they had discovered in Melrose Park, Illinois, to a place called Kittyland. And instantly, her wonderful dad said he wanted to bring a Kittyland type of amusement park to his land in Racine. That is how it began. And Helen said, he said it or she said it, he was really, in the end, put on this earth to make children have fun. That's a very sentimental story.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting there was something else, too. As soon as your parents said you're going to Kittyland, I mean, my gosh, you just jumped for joy. And that was true in our case, too. By car, if you were coming from the south side, of course, you'd pass the quarry where the daredevil jumpers would jump into that blue water. If you were coming from the north, you'd probably pass the airport. At that time, it was known as the Horlick Racine Airport. Many of us maybe even stopped at the Rapids Dairy Bar as well.
And you know, Jim, I have to say, we were also aware of Kittyland. Mm-hmm. Now, on Carlisle Avenue, our yards were all fenced in or bushed in. But across our block of 1400 were these wide open yards of the 1400 block of Summit. Mm-hmm. And so there would be a knock on our door, on my door at dinner time. Someone would be calling, "Oh, Carol." I would jump up from the table and join all these baby boomer kids across the alley on the Summit yards. Mm-hmm. But then, just like clockwork, someone would say, "I can't play. We're going to Kittyland."
Oh.
And we were all so thrilled for them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, they get to go to Kittyland.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine your family owning an amusement park?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like every kid's mm-hmm. dream. All
sure.
the rides you want
yeah.
for free all day long. Anything you want.
And what we did find out from Helen was and we saw in the pictures too, it was a family affair. Her mother would be at the ticket booth, her father was driving the train, and Helen was even helping out.
I'm sure Helen had a lot of friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Could you imagine your best friend? Oh, let's go on the ride. How much is it going to cost me? Nothing. You're in the friends and family plan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Fun. Well, Jim, you were saying how exciting it was.
Yeah.
And even if you came across town, that was a neat field trip, so to speak, like watching mm-hmm. the airplanes mm-hmm. at the airport, which mm-hmm. were a rare sight, mm-hmm. but then finally arriving. Because mm-hmm. we might have been saying, are we there yet? even mm-hmm. though the ride across town might have been also very interesting. But are we there yet?
Mm-hmm.
So we would jump out of the car, and one of my neighbor friends, Jim Miller, says he lived in an area, but it was like, now we are on vacation, and now we're in the country. You could smell the river. You could smell the grass. But then, of course, you could hear the merry-go-round. Total excitement. So even our memories of arriving, the old cars, the station wagons, how we jumped out with our families.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that we have pictures of maybe arrived families there after church, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. We were always dressed up.
Mothers had their summer sleeveless dresses, shirtwaist dresses, and we have one perfect picture of a mother, yes, in high heels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going mm-hmm. to the amusement park.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So little girls would probably skip ahead or hold their mother's hand. Boys would run ahead.
Yeah.
And there we were finally at the ticket booth with usually Mrs. Horlick in the ticket booth, the family mm-hmm. affair. And as I said, that ticket booth, like the concession stand, was about the size of a telephone booth.
Hold it right there. More from Kittyland. Jim and Carol are here this morning at WRJN. It's 7:25. You know what time it is? It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story at WRJN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and...
Now, the rest of the story. You know, sometimes it's easier when an old building is decaying, just tear it down, because renovation is often more than a battle with dust and rust. It's the challenges of repairing things once constructed by tools which are no longer in existence, by craftsmen whose trade secrets followed them to the grave. Kenneth Lynch & Sons Incorporated is a world-famous construction company. Old man Lynch is fond of recalling a renovation project back in 1928. He was a young man of 23, and the owners would not consider demolishing the old structure. Would young Lynch see what he could do to renovate it? Well, Ken took the job. There had been a surprising amount of damage to the 42-year-old building. Freak accidents as well, such as the day a dozen years previous when a nearby munitions plant blew up and sent shrapnel flying a half mile in all directions. Ken was not long into the renovation before he realized the full extent of its difficulty. Repairing modern construction was one thing, but this had been built by tradesmen of another century, using now extinct instruments. So Ken thought about it. One morning, he was in the basement of the structure attempting to reset some heavy building anchors when he discovered several dusty wooden chests, great big chests. Eagerly, Ken opened them, and inside he found 35 tools, the likes of which he had never seen before. They were the tools which had been used in the original construction. 5-foot mallets, ball-shaped sledges, cross-pin hammers, exotic hinged anvils, tools which young Ken would not have known enough to reconstruct, and yet which now would prove invaluable in his renovation project. Because of this discovery, he finished his job in a fraction of the time that it would otherwise have taken. And when the ancient tools had done their work, Ken cleaned them, carefully replaced them in their wooden cases, and he left the cases where he'd found them, nestled in a corner of the basement. Shortly thereafter, the custodians, inspecting the project, saw those same wooden chests. And Ken was notified at once that his contract stated that the premises were to be left broom clean. Broom clean, that meant clean. No debris, no equipment, and no tools. Ken tried to explain that the tools really belonged there, that they'd been employed in the original construction by the original builders, that they might prove useful in the future. No matter, Ken was told, no matter, the boxes had to be taken away. And so they were, to Ken's workshop, and there they remained for 50 years. It took that long, more than 50 years, for Ken to convince the authorities that they had rejected not ordinary tools, but priceless historical artifacts, instruments once used in the esoteric art of repoussé, the craft of molding malleable metal sheets into various subtle shapes. At the urging of metalsmith Kenneth Lynch, those remarkable tools are now in a museum. They never did belong to him. He insists they are the property of the American people, as they have been since they were brought from Paris 100 years ago and placed in the basement of that structure which Ken repaired in 1928, the splendid skyscraper which we celebrate this day, the Statue of Liberty. And now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey, the rest of the story every morning at 7:25. And we have another one, a different one, at 12:05 in the afternoon right here at WRJN. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Time to go to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Waddle's watching the news for us this morning. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 years after riots rocked Kenosha, J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, held a rally in Civic Center Park. His speech emphasized crime and safety issues. Vance claimed Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged violent protests 4 years ago and pointed to her support of a bail fund for protesters. During the event, the Trump-Vance ticket was endorsed by the Kenosha Police Union. Vance made a stop at Tenuta's in Kenosha on his way out of town. Vice President Kamala Harris energized supporters at a packed Pfizer forum in Milwaukee last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is apple picking season across the state of Wisconsin. Time to head out to our local orchards. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. When you arrive, you'll find plenty of apples, but you might also find a little something odd about those apples. What is it? Details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compere Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compere.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compere.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compere Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Amaya Otucci's our University Extension fruit specialist, and she said some apples in Wisconsin this year, because of the heat, picked up a little sunburn.
Basically, you know, sunburn in apples happens when the fruit is exposed to intense sunlight, especially when there's like really high temperatures and low humidity. So that results in this external damage to the fruit. You see this kind of like, you know, like basically like a sunburn. You see this like dark area in the fruit, and you can also see a little bit of damage right underneath the skin to the pulp of the fruit as well.
Amaya Otucci, our University Extension fruit specialist, she said sunburn on apples in Wisconsin is actually a pretty big deal. Obviously, the apples get downgraded, consumers don't necessarily want them, and that leads to economic losses.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And the wet weather we had this spring, coupled with lower commodity prices, have increased the call volume at the Wisconsin Farm Center. Karen Endres, who coordinates the Farmer Wellness Program, says she's issued 87% more vouchers this year than she did last. She said that's good news. It obviously means that farms are aware of their services. She says it's also an important number because it's up 104% as far as usage. She said that's also good news because it means the vouchers she's issuing are actually being used. Remember, the Farmer Wellness Program is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is 888-901-2000. 2558, 888-901-2558. And that's Food News on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? I didn't see the commercial.
It's 7:35. Good morning at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Carol Gianforte and Jim Rosier here. We're talking about Kittyland. That's long gone. It was right where the Horlick Dam is, but now it's history. It's only in your memories. And after a while, nobody will even talk about it anymore because
we'll be gone.
That's right. When you two go, you're taking the history with you. So let's talk. Where we leave off?
Well, once we got there as kids, first thing we wanted to do was decide, where are we going first? For guys, or boys, I should say, maybe a little bit different than girls. But like Carol said, this was a family operation. Mrs. Horlick often was at the ticket booth selling tickets, and Mr. Horlick was the train driver. And for 9 cents a ticket, you couldn't go wrong. It was never an arm and a leg, you know, for a price of a ticket. Plus, you could get in free if you saved your Progressive Dairy caps. And we have a photo of one of the train cars at Kittyland loaded with these Progressive Dairy caps. You would take that cap, and it would give you a free ride at Kittyland. And
now, what did they get out of it, though?
I mean, Goodwill.
Yeah, probably.
Now, Goodwill doesn't put food on the table.
Yeah, help me out.
What would the Kittyland people, I mean, unless you had a deal with the dairy where they pay you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand what the purpose was.
They must have worked something out.
They had to, because there's no money payoff for it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
One nice thing we learned was there was a sign there saying, if you can't afford a ride, see Mr. Horlick.
And so, Helen was very, very proud of that.
Yes.
And again, we need to thank Helen for coming along with us on all the planning we did, and the wonderful photos that she searched for and found, those black and whites, and then to your son, Mark, who colorized them for our programs. And, Jim, you posted some on Retro Racine now.
Oh, sure. A lot of people remember that.
Back up a second here. So if you couldn't afford it, they let you on for free?
Well, there was a sign that said that. We don't know.
I was about to say, how do these people make any money? You're getting on free with the milk carton chips.
Right.
Now, if you can't afford it, you're getting on free. No wonder they're out of business.
That's why they closed, I guess. Yeah.
Well, the whole procedure, I think, our parents telling us, maybe as a surprise, we're going to go to Kittyland, like after supper or after church, and then going across town, maybe, and seeing the airplane, seeing the quarry, finally arriving, heading for the very small ticket booth. But then here was another ritual. We got to the ticket booth, and now what? The ritual of what rides to do first.
Yeah, that's always the big deal. What are we going on first?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had our choice. There were, what, nine rides,
we thought.
Okay.
And so...
I picture little Carol crying. I wanted to go on the merry-go-round.
I was an only child, so I got my way.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe we took a friend. Yeah. I hope I let a friend pick.
Yeah. One of the most popular rides was, of course, the train. And that circled the park. And Helen remembers her dad in his deep voice would say, "All aboard."
The bell, we would... At our program, we had a sound of a bell that mm-hmm, was rung mm-hmm, throughout. Mm-hmm. And the train, did you just say this? It circled the whole kitty land.
It circled the park, right?
Very colorful.
Yep, that's right.
Ponies. Well, with Mr. Horlick loving horses and Helen starting to ride at a very young age, it makes sense that Kitty Land had to have horses. And so there were 8 of those at most times. And a couple of the names we still know, Trigger and Rusty. And all they did was go around in a little circle, but it was very satisfying. They were very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Where else, Jim?
Well, they had the swings, the swing ride, I remember. That was a lot of fun. But I think a lot of us remember those little boats they had and the little cars. The little boats were actually in water, and it just made a circle. And one thing I remember, each boat had a bell on the front, and every kid was pulling on that rope, you know, ding, 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 ding. That's all you hear was the bells ringing when they were going around in that little circle, as well as the cars. When they were going around, each car had a horn. So when you're on that car ride, you know, you just had to sound that horn, and that's all you could hear was horns and bells on those two rides.
And what is neat is we do have videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Helen wouldn't have had those, but going to Retro Racine,
mm-hmm.
there were some people in town that furnished us with videos.
The 8mm movies. Them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the everything you're describing was at the Kitty Land, they didn't call it that, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And not around here. But we had those cars that were, the boats were in the water. Yeah. You couldn't control them. You thought you did. Yeah. They had a steering wheel, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
And... Oh, everything you talked about, the train, the donkey rides, little pony rides. I mean, that was all at every amusement park across America. Mm-hmm. Not the great Americas, mm-hmm. but we're talking mm-hmm. about the small, local, small town amusement park. There was one up in Oshkosh we went to one time. We took a ride up there, and there was a tiny little amusement park, just like you described Kitty Land.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think every town had its Kitty Land.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
I think maybe the innocence of children and businessmen knew just what was going to work.
Well,
and we were totally satisfied.
At the Racine County Fair, just a few weeks ago we were there, they have a Kitty Land there, smaller rides for kids. And they were just like that. Mm-hmm. They would do smaller rides where they weren't dangerous.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember the Ferris wheel?
The Ferris wheel, always a draw, I think, mm-hmm. Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this great picture. I wish, of course, we keep mentioning pictures. But there was Helen on her 12th birthday operating the Ferris wheel.
Could you imagine it? I thought she was 10, but you say 12. Could you imagine a 12-year-old operating a Ferris wheel today? I mean, the people from the state inspection agency would close you down in about 5 minutes.
That's how it was back then.
Well, we can't forget the merry-go-round.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for inserting the music, because that is the standard merry-go-round music we mm-hmm. heard. And the horses were beautiful, and thanks to Mark, your son, colorizing them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We took a big leap from the black and white
to
seeing the color of the merry-go-round.
Yep. And if you were a boy, I think the first ride you'd run to was the You Drive 'Em Tractors. I mean, if you were on that thing, you were in control. You were a somebody. You were driving your own vehicle, and that was really a lot of fun back then. But again, that was usually for the boys. They also had paddle boats right on the river there. And again, that was for the older kids, but you could actually rent a paddle boat and just go cruising, on the river above the dam. That was a lot of fun too.
And I think Helen assured us, I don't know if it showed up in a picture, I think mm-hmm. she used the word boom.
Oh yes, to prevent you from going over the dam.
Yes, that was a necessary item, the boom.
I think so.
Don't That's go right. over the falls.
Yeah.
This is not Niagara Falls, but still don't go over. Do not go over.
Yeah.
Well, Don, especially, you might want to know how scientific we are about this. So as we had been planning this, we were so curious on what was the most popular ride. So we conducted several surveys,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up actually with the tie.
Yep.
The train and the ponies.
That's right.
So just so you know what was the most popular, we got to the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm. They have a train just like that at the Milwaukee Zoo,
mm-hmm.
where it goes around the zoo. And it's like those trains, a tiny train where you just sit in it, and there's mm-hmm. some guy whose lifelong dream was to own a real train. He had a Lionel train set in his basement. Now he runs this train. He's got the conductor outfit on. But you said the owner, the father.
Mark.
Yeah,
yep.
he
that was his
it.
Job.
That
yep.
he had a little train set when yeah. he was a kid, probably, and said, yeah. someday I'm going to be my own engineer. And here he was.
And Helen still remembers his deep voice calling all aboard. It's quite mm-hmm. a lovely mm-hmm. memory.
Now, you said it was like, how much to get? 9 cents?
9 cents for a ticket.
It almost seems like, how do you put food on the table at night when you're charging 9 cents and then yeah, giving people free yeah. rides when they have milk little things, and then they can't afford it, so they put yeah. them on for free. Oh, yeah. my goodness. Actually, oh, yeah. the sign said, let us know if you can't afford it.
That's
they never
right.
said
yeah.
they were
yeah.
giving you a free
right.
ride.
Yeah. yeah.
They were just taking a poll.
Right. Yep.
Helen was very proud of that.
Yep.
Well, of course, food out of doors at a vacation spot like Kittyland. So the popcorn, the ice cream, it had to taste the best. We did enjoy looking at the concession stand. It was, you know, like the size of 2 phone booths, but it served its purpose. And then we could go just nearby and sit under trees. Like there were big mm-hmm. cottonwood trees mm-hmm. there.
What kind of food did they serve? They didn't serve hot dogs and stuff, did they?
Mm-mm.
Just like cotton
yeah.
candy and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Riding.
Carnival food.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Riding all those rides made you hungry, right?
So that was the conclusion of 9 rides. And then, of course, mm-hmm. the parting, which we might get to. How do you leave Kittyland? That must have, you know, that was always posing a
crying.
Problem.
That's how you did it.
Yeah.
yeah. Hold on a second. We're talking to Carol Gianforte and Jim Racine. We're talking about Kittyland in Racine that ran from the 40s down to 1970.
Yeah.
And then closed up for good and left of the memories. So more with Carol and Jim coming up in just a moment here. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc. Bank.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Jim and Carol here with us this morning. We're talking about Kittyland for the next few minutes here. And it used to be right by the Horlick Dam. Right now, it's sadly enough, it's just a grassland and ghosts and memories and
hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground. That's it. It's hallowed ground. Go ahead. Well, where do we leave off here?
We had just concluded our trip through the nine rides and the concession stand. But there was a change in a new development at Kittyland, and that was due to Helen's mother. She developed what was called the Kittyland Party Room. There was a small structure on the property that had been a hamburger stand at one time in the past, and she turned it into a new experience for Racine, the Kittyland Party Room. Pictures of it show a black and white striped awnings, a beautiful table setting, and here was the new idea. Instead of having our birthday parties like the ones I went to, where you enjoyed, but you went to your friend's house and you played pin the tail on the donkey and you dropped a clothespin in the bottle, this was a new concept where you went to the Kittyland Party Room. And everything was done for you.
Just like pre-Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly. Yes. We were. Right. She was on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Head of the curve, as they say.
Head of the curve.
Yeah.
On O&H, a cake, and you got to go on the rides, and beautifully decorated place. Everything taken care of for you. And people do, of course, remember that party room. Now, I wasn't lucky enough to have a party there. But we learned from one of our listeners of Nostalgia and Racine, Rick Bonanno, both of his sisters had parties at the party room, both of them. And he is still trying to overcome the jealousy that he felt because he was denied a party at the party room.
Holding the grudge for 55 years.
Yeah, he was cut from the party room.
Now, we also have some personal stories from Facebook. When we posted about Kittyland, most of the comments were from people who love going there. And a lot of them, of course, say they missed it, which is how true. And they also commented about their favorite rides. Carol talked about that earlier. But some of the other comments that copied were this. One was, my mother told me never to pet the Shetland ponies. They are mean and will bite. And another one, if we behaved all week, our reward was going to Kittyland on Sunday. Another one, we usually went every Sunday after church. Another, we saved Progressive Dairy bottle caps for the free ride tickets. Another one, we live close by so we could walk there. But my favorite is this one. We had to leave early once because my mother was starting to deliver my baby brother.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Kittyland was not set up for those kind of deliveries.
I guess not. That's right.
But, well, so many things come to an end.
Yep.
And did we realize at the time that these memories were going to be so important to us 50, 60 years later? And again, that this tiny, tiny place that you and I, Jim, had to just realize was very tiny, that has remained so large in our lives. And so, yes, there's a plaque. There's the Horlick Park right in that area. And we just have to remember that those memories that we make with our children today, I think we've come to say, like with our grandchildren, are so important because they just might be with them, like we have the memories.
Oh, sure. And like Don mentioned earlier, everything we talk about on his show, we always end by saying, all good things must come to an end. So there's like everything we talk about is pretty much gone now.
Now, here's a bright spot. Cindy Maragos, who did have her birthday parties at the party room, Rick's sister, she just emailed us that Little America at Marshall, Wisconsin, is a place that they've just taken their grandchildren to and found it just delightful. So maybe we can say that there are offshoots from Kitty Land that we can repeat today or offer our children. So we hope that they have just the great memories too.
Oh, yeah.
56.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't be here to hear about
them.
Probably
not. Yeah.
No.
There's Santa's Village, I know, in Illinois, too, that's geared for kids.
Okay.
It's a large scale, but it's geared for kids.
You know, if you go there, and again, I didn't grow up here, but just by hearing the stories and seeing them at the Golden Rondel when you presented them on the screen, I could, when I'm there, when I went there with my wife and we stood there in front of the sign and I looked around, and you could picture where the train was, where the Ferris wheel was, where the pony was. Oh. You can picture all the people around there. It's almost like a Twilight Zone episode where you see all the ghosts.
If you start hearing the music, you're in trouble.
I did hear the music. Let me read you something here. What Jim and Carol are doing, somebody sent me this morning. What Jim and Carol are doing is passing down history, passing it down to other generations who may or may not have experienced these adventures and treasures of our local community. It's up to us to continue the passing down as we share these stories through their presentations to our children. Boy, that's so well said.
Very well said.
Because that's what you guys do.
Thank that listener.
Somebody's got to preserve this stuff or it's gone. Huh. It's like that horrible scene in the movie The Time Machine when he goes to the library of the Morlocks and he goes to pull out a book and it's dust.
Dust. Oh,
there's
right.
no history. Remember that scene?
When Rob Taylor goes there,
and he can't believe it. Yeah. Thousands of years of history are gone, never to be remembered because they didn't preserve it. They let it go to dust.
Those Morlocks were frightening, weren't they? Oh, I had nightmares, I think, for a couple of days.
We thank you, Don, for having such an interest in Racine yourself, for not growing up here. And then we also thank you for making sure that I think just about every one of our invites by you, our monthly chats, are on a podcast. So just go to your show.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast, right? Apple, Spotify, WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. It should be there later today, so you get to hear the full hour.
And you can go back because we've covered Washington Park Pool.
They're all there. Yeah, you can go back. If you know, we'll talk about the dates. I'll find them later. But you go back to all the podcasts are still there.
One last thing about Kiddyland, I was always asked the question, whatever happened to the rides? Well, we were able to determine, they were stored in a barn in Racine County or Racine somewhere, Racine County most likely, and it was really hush-hush. They didn't want anybody to know where they were. We got word that they eventually were moved to California, and there we lost the records as to what happened to them. Whether they were destroyed or reused again, we don't know. Repaired, don't know. But they're not in Racine anymore, of course.
They were stored in the barn? What was
it?
It was like a secret CIA operation to get them out of town?
Right,
Like when the Baltimore Colts left Baltimore in the middle of the night and went to Indianapolis. they pulled the moving vans up at 2 a.m. so nobody could
there
follow
goes
them.
There goes a merry-go-round.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, I know that if they were still available, Jim would have tried his best
absolutely.
To get one or more of these rides for your basement or your museum.
Or the backyard, maybe. You drive a tractor, so I have a tractor thing in the back.
I always feel sad when we talk about this stuff because it's memories that, you're preserving the memories, but you think back to it. You know, I had a Kitty Land where I grew up. Same exact Kitty Land, as you described it. We didn't have a train, but we had everything else. And while you're talking, I'm thinking about my mother taking me to that.
Oh.
And it seemed like it was a million miles away. It was 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
But when you were
getting there,
kid,
are we there yet?
It seems like it's we can walk there.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like it was a million miles away and so special. And I look at it now, it was right down the block from us.
Mm-hmm. I know we want to say life is good today, but one thing that we really have lost, I wish it were temporary, is the safety we felt as kids. There didn't have to be the fear going to Kittyland or riding our bikes across town even or walking miles. Racine was safe, and in general, we could trust anyone that we met. Mm-hmm. So Kittyland, no parents had to be fearful for danger.
Yeah. Well, we walked everywhere.
Thank you guys for coming in. Carol G and Forte, Jim Messier. We'll do it again next month.
Okay.
And I'll be crying next month as well. Thank you guys for coming in. Do appreciate
you, Don.
And you can check out the podcast. I told you where to find anywhere you get your podcast. It'll be up later today, all right?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Obama and the former First Lady Michelle Obama went all in for Kamala Harris on the second night of the Democratic National Convention. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has our top story from Chicago.
Mrs. Obama, who's famously spoken out about her dislike for Trump, leveled